Are you ready to lift your life to another level? Your best days are ahead of you, and opportunity is knocking at your door daily. And your time for success in life is now. Welcome to the Ideal Life Podcast. Get ready to empower your dreams and take over your destiny. Now, here is your life coach, author, and motivational speaker, Shane Warren.
Hello, everybody. This is Shane, and welcome to this journey that we call the Ideal Life. Super excited that you have tuned in today, and I believe it is going to be worth your while. I am very, very, very stoked about what I'm going to share with you. Listen, before we jump into our subject matter, I want to remind you that I need your help with two very important things. Number one, would you please subscribe to this podcast? I upload new and inspiring information on a weekly basis, sometimes many times a week, and I want you not to miss out on anything. So whatever you do right now, subscribe to this podcast. The second thing that I want you to do is to share this podcast. I need your help, and we want our family to grow, and the best way to do that is by word of mouth. So if you will, please share this podcast with your family, your friends, on your social media feeds, and encourage people to subscribe to it. And I will be eternally grateful for your help. Well, you know, over the last several podcasts, we've been talking about the ideal life, and we've been talking about dreaming and imaginations and how we need to see it before we can be it. Well, today I want to continue that theme just a little bit, but before I do, I want to tell you a personal story. Now, this is not a made-up story. This is a personal story of my life. A few years ago, some buddies asked me to join them on a fishing trip. You know, kind of one of those guys' trips, as they called it. I was intrigued by the invitation, and so I accepted. Now, when I heard the words fishing trip, I automatically thought that we were going to pack up our trucks, and we're going to hook up our boats, and we're going to head out to the nearest lake for some bass fishing. But I was wrong. You see, these guys were in a totally different atmosphere of thinking than I was at the time. They weren't talking about a boat on a lake somewhere in Louisiana or Tennessee or Texas. Oh no, my friend, these guys were serious fishermen. They were talking about a fishing expedition on a vessel in the ocean in the Bahamas. Well, I've always wanted to do that, so I thought, you know what? I might as well jump at this adventure. So the whole adventure sounded really great to me, as I am a person who loves the outdoors. But deep sea fishing, well, you know, that's another story altogether. Now, don't get me wrong, I love the ocean. In fact, while I'm talking to you right now, I'm sitting in a hotel room in Panama City Beach, Florida, where I am speaking for a couple of days. And I love the ocean, but coupled with the breathtaking scenery of the Bahamas, I believe that this fishing trip they wanted me to go on had the potential of becoming a once-in-a-lifetime experience. There's just this one little issue that I have a problem with. I have a problem getting seasick sometimes in a hot tub, much less on a great big ocean. Well, nevertheless, I had made the commitment that I wanted to be with the guys and I was going to go on this fishing trip, so that's what I did. It was on. So we got packed, and it was an adventure I was looking forward to. Now, our entire adventure was everything we thought it was going to be, and it was even more. The most beautiful surroundings, the most amazing friends, it was really great fun. Well, then came the day that we had all been waiting for. It was our fishing day. So that morning we arrived very early at the dock where we charted out our boat and we started our adventure. The captain and his crew that greeted us, they greeted us warmly, and we wasted no time loading up and preparing to launch. Now, since I wasn't that familiar with the whole deep sea adventure kind of stuff, I asked the captain, "Sir, how far do we go out today before we start fishing?" My question really had nothing to do with the fishing. It was more with the mental preparation that I was trying to go through to make this boat ride. Now, you can only imagine how my heart sank when the captain came back and said, "Oh, we're going to go out about 2 hours or so." 2 hours in the ocean on this boat, me battling seasickness. Are you kidding me? Immediately, I begin the day's most important quest, finding an entire bottle of Dramamine to ensure that I wouldn't get sick. The captain and the crew, well, they completed their checklist and they finished loading up all of the supplies, so we were ready for the day. It was time to push back and to launch. So that's what we did. We cleared the dock, and I was already looking for fish in the water. And how badly I wanted to say, hey, you know what? There's some fish right here. We can just stop right here and we can fish in this spot. But that wasn't what we, or at least they, my friends, came to do. No, they wanted to go out for the big fish. So we were off into the wild blue yonder. And it seemed like, folks, we just kept going and going and going and going and going forever. I felt like the kid in the back seat on a long road trip saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And finally, after two very long hours of seeing nothing but blue water and sun, the captain pulled back the throttle and he brought the boat to a halt. And I was so glad. He then jumped up onto the deck and said, hey guys, this is the place. We can catch some really serious fish right here. I looked around and I thought, really? How do you know that? I mean, it looks exactly the same as it has for the last 2 hours to me. But you know, he was the expert, so I decided that we needed to take him at his word. And guess what? He was right. The crew, they jumped up, they baited our lines, and we dropped those lines in the water beside the boat. And within a few minutes, bam, something hit one of my friend's lines. He thought that line, or he fought that line rather, to the point that we thought that he was going to go overboard. I mean, it was really pulling. He stayed with it and stayed with it, and finally he pulled a great fish onto the boat. Man, we all clapped and we cheered, and it was the first catch of the day. At that moment, everyone's adrenaline shot up about 200%, and we were all ready to bring in the catch, so to speak, and that's exactly what we did. Now, at the end of the day, my buddies and I caught more fish than we knew what to do with. Some of us had to stop due to the fact that our bodies were worn out from reeling those fish in, and that is an absolute fact. It was an unbelievable day, one that I will cherish forever. But I had one last hurdle to overcome, and that was this, the 2-hour boat ride back to the dock. And when we started our trip back to land, the first thing out of my mouth was, has anyone seen the box of Dramamine? Well, thankfully, we found it. And thanks to motion sickness medicine and to God for giving us a fairly calm day, the trip really wasn't that bad. As we were returning, I couldn't stop thinking about something the captain said. On our way out to sea, we saw nothing but water for 2 solid hours. Then out of nowhere, the boat stopped and the captain said, the fish are right here. How in the world did he know where to stop? Well, the answer is simple. He had a completely different perspective. While we saw water, the captain saw the fish. Now you can imagine our faces when the captain said, hey, let's fish, boys. That was the craziest thing that I had ever heard in my life. How in the world could he randomly stop in the middle of the ocean, mind you, and know exactly where the fish are? Well, the truth is, it wasn't random. It wasn't random at all. It was the perfect stop from his perspective. And we were all overjoyed with the results. He was right. Now, let's move from this turquoise blue waters of the Bahamas to this thing that you and I call life. Does your life seem like an ocean at times? Are there times when you feel like your dreams are so vast that they seem unattainable? Have you ever felt like the waves of adversity are more than you can bear in life? Do you ever feel really sometimes honestly just lost at sea? Or hey, how about this? Do you ever feel like me, you're just sick of the ride? Well, the answer for all of us is the same. Sure we have. We've all felt that way at times. But even in the midst of life's ocean, I want you to know that there is hope. Now, your hope comes from something called perspective. Yes, we all have to fight for our dreams. There is just something about it. We've got to fight for our dreams, but there are times when accomplishing your dream requires really less fighting and more focus. We've all heard it said that perception is 99% of reality. And even though the mathematical element might be a little bit skewed there, the principle really is true. What you perceive changes what you see. What you see changes what you do. And eventually, what you do changes who you are. If you don't believe it, go stand at the bottom of a bungee jump bridge. I've done this before, and it's crazy. From that angle, down at the bottom, you look up, and it really doesn't look that hard to jump. I mean, all you have to do is lock into a cord and just fall over and let the cord do its business. How easy could that be? But I tell you what, go now from the bottom of the bungee jump bridge and go up to the top where they jump from. And when you get to the top of that bridge, strap into that cord and step out there on the edge and lean over that rail and see what it looks like from that perspective. You will quickly realize that perspective changes everything. So how are you perceiving the ocean of your life? Is it an overwhelming mass of hindrances and difficulties and interruptions that's aimed to restrict you from living your ideal life? You could see it that way. Or you could change your view. Instead of looking at the water around you, you could be like our captain and you could search for the fish. World-renowned author C.S. Lewis said it like this. He said, "What you see and what you hear depends a great deal on where you're standing." And herein really lies one of the great secrets of life. Your viewpoint will determine your outcome. I want to say that again. Your viewpoint will determine your outcome. There was once a shoe manufacturer who decided to open up a new market in the Congo of Africa, and the company sent two salesmen to spy out the land. One salesman responded back, "Prospect, here is Neil. No one wears shoes." But the other salesman that was sent to the same place that he was sent enthusiastically reported, "Hey, this is an incredible market opportunity. No one wears shoes. Send every pair that you can." You see, when you sit on the dock of life, looking at the ocean that is called your dream, what do you see? Are you overwhelmed by a sea of impossible odds, or do you see an ocean of limitless opportunity? You might be closer to reaching your dreams than you think you are. It all comes down to perception. So, it's time to change your standpoint. It's time to change your outlook. It's time to change your viewpoint. It's time to seize your opportunities right now. No longer are you looking at an ocean of impossibilities. You're looking for the fish. And let me tell you something, friend. Opportunities are all around you. Well, now that you're starting to see the ocean of opportunity, and rather than the ocean of adversity, I want to give you really quickly five very important keys to help you navigate the ocean of life. Number one, don't be overwhelmed. Opportunities are all around you. To seize them all, you can't be overwhelmed by the ocean in which you stand. Sometimes it's easier said than done, but it can be accomplished if you keep the right focus. Today more than ever, it's so easy to be distracted from your potential amid all the chaos that's going on in the world. Every day we're faced with political turmoil, economic crisis, world terrorism, etc. and so on. It's like it never stops. There's always waves of adversity. And there are just a few reasons why most people drown in their ocean. Usually, it's because they get so overwhelmed by the ocean that they get overcome by it. So my first key to you navigating this ocean called life is to tell you, don't be overwhelmed. Make sure you keep the right perspective. Number two, make room for change. You see, accessing the limitless opportunities in your life might require that you pursue them in a different manner than you used to. And that's okay. The old adage is true. If you want to experience something that you've never experienced before, then you've got to do something that you've never done before. So make room for change. Now, this is one thing people hate. People hate the word change. But society is changing around you all the time. And if you don't change with it, you're going to miss the opportunities, this ocean of opportunity that's laying right before you. Again, don't get overwhelmed, but also, like me, you had to launch out from just the shallow depths and you got to make some changes to get out where the fish are. Number three, the third thing you got to do to navigate this ocean is prepare today for tomorrow's opportunities. The primary way to seize the opportunities that are coming your way tomorrow is by doing something now to prepare for them. One of the greatest motivational speakers ever, Zig Ziglar, used to say something, and it always would stir in my heart when he said it. Here's what he said. He said, "Success occurs when preparation meets opportunity." And man, this is so true, as I've experienced it myself on several occasions. You see, I have the wonderful privilege right now to travel all over the world speaking to various audiences, secular and spiritual, and challenging them to discover their ideal life. And everybody looks at me on a stage now and say, man, that must be a great life. But what they don't know is I prepared a long time ago for this moment. At the age of 12, I can distinctly remember setting up stuffed animals in my room and preaching and teaching and speaking to these stuffed animals. I would spend more time doing homework for a debate or speech class than I did in practicing my athletics. What was I doing? I was preparing yesterday for the opportunity that would present itself today. Don't wait for the opportunity to come to get prepared. Get prepared now so when the opportunity comes, you'll be exactly ready for that moment in time. Number four, here's the fourth key for navigating this thing called life, this ocean. It comes really from an author and a motivator speaker. He's a master, Les Brown. I love this guy. He inspires me so much. He said something that really grabbed my attention one time. He said, "The only limits to the possibilities in your life tomorrow are the buts that you use today." Here's the fourth key. Overcome limitations. Quit allowing your butt to get in your way. Cast that all off. Can you imagine where you would be today if you didn't allow your butts of yesterday to give you an excuse and to stop you from it? Man, I really want to own a business, but I'd love to finish my degree, but well, my dream is to be in the political arena, but I'd love to write a book, but we can all insert something here. Many times our butts have gotten the best of us. Well, here's a newsflash. There's only one Superman in this world, and you're not him. You're not faster than a speeding bullet. You're not more powerful than a locomotive, nor can you leap tall buildings in a single bound. Why? Because Superman doesn't exist in this world. The point is simple that I'm trying to make today. Everybody, including you and I, have limitations. It's how we handle these confines, these restrictions of our limitations that set or prepare us for either success or failure. And far too many people spend their life focusing on what they can't do instead of what they can do. So get the but out of the way. Albert Einstein said it like this: once we accept our limits, we can go beyond them. The opportunities that are coming towards you, friend, are limitless. The question is, will you look past your limitations, focusing on what you do have more than what you don't have? If you will, the sky is no longer the limit. You're limitless. Well, let me give you the fifth key to navigating this ocean called life, and that is share your blessings. There's never been a time in history when more people are sharing their good fortunes with others. In 2014, a philanthropist from around the world gave an astonishing $358 billion away to charities. Now, that's not what they made. It's what they gave away. And the amount continues to rise every single year. When you're reaping the benefits from your ocean of opportunities, and trust me, friend, your ocean of opportunities is going to bring a blessing to you. Don't hoard them up to yourself and to your family. One of the greatest keys to succeeding in life is being a giver. There are people right now all over the world who are just toiling just to live and get by another day. Listen, look past your needs and your desires to a broader horizon and change the way you approach life and your opportunities. Bill Gates and his wife Melinda are undoubtedly two of the wealthiest people on the planet, yet they find more satisfaction in what they give than what they earn. Gates is now preparing to step down from his CEO position at Microsoft, and he's devoting his entire focus to he and Melinda's philanthropic efforts worldwide. They've already given over $28 billion personally to education, medical research, and charitable projects. In a recent interview concerning his new direction, Bill Gates said, "I have no use for money. This is God's work." And I want to tell you, friend, he is 100% on track. Giving is more about the heart of a person than an amount. So I want you to ask yourself, if I were to come into a very extravagant riches, and would I give to others extravagantly? Of course, it's easy to say yes when you are dreaming about the surplus of money that you're going to have to give, right? But what about right now? When you might not have any riches at all, do you still have a heart to be a giver and to help others? Here's what I found. Studying the life of great men, I found it to be true that those who practice the art of generosity usually end up becoming extremely blessed people. You see, it's not about the money. It's about the act of the heart. It's better to give than to receive. The reason is simple. The more you give, the more you receive. Whether you call it pay it forward, tithes and offerings, alms to the poor, philanthropy, or an act of generosity, it'll keep your heart grounded and your life constantly increasing. So you got to be a giver. So let me just sum up our talk today by encouraging you, hey, get you some Dramamine. Life is going to be tough sometimes. It's going to be wavy. It's going to be rocky. And sometimes you're going to get sick of life. But don't let that keep you from going out on the ocean of limitless opportunity and finding where the fish of your life are. You're going to be a success. You got to believe it if you're going to achieve it. So today, embrace the fact that you were created with greatness in you. And it's going to happen. You just can't give up. And hey, you know what? You're going to turn out just like me. You're going to get back to the dock of life, and you're going to hang all of those beautiful, beautiful prized possessions that came through your dream up for the world to take pictures of. Go out today. Chase your ideal life, and don't you dare give up. Get on that boat. There's an ocean of limitless opportunity waiting for you. Hey, thanks again for joining me today on this edition of The Ideal Life. Until next time, keep pressing. You're going to do great things.
Thank you for joining us today for The Ideal Life Podcast. Make sure to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. Until next time.